Is this a matter, once again, of not enforcing the laws that are on the books, or is this
The pollution is a matter of not enforcing the laws on the books, but the matter of changing and improving the whole system is not the laws are not on the books about that. There again, John Jones of the Wildlife Federation and I, for the Friends of the Everglades, and Arthur Marshall, who is the man who knows more about it than anybody, who's been our great environmental leader, went to the legislature and got them to ask, got them to put a resolution to Congress for the committee that controls the Corps to tell the Corps to study the restoration of the Kissimmee River from the canal. And the Congress appropriated $60,000 for them to do it. Well, they've been studying it ever since. Last spring, Mrs. Tinkle, for the governor, called in the Corps and said, now what, let us have the reports on what you've been studying. They didn't have any when this plane came over.
We were talking about the Corps and the Water Management District and not understanding the system.
Yes, but I don't know exactly where I was.
You said that they seem to be catching on now.
Oh yes. And then I think I said that the Water Management District is really doing better because they had cooperated with the Everglades National Park, and both of them together had decided on 7 points that needed to be improved in the true Everglades, that is south of Lake Okeechobee, to regulate properly the water going into the park and the rest of it. Well, the Corps, they had a hearing with the Corps and discussing the 7 points, and the Corps said they could go along only with the first point. And Colonel Devereaux said the rest of it he couldn't go along with at all. Well, that's very difficult, because these are things that the Water Management District and the Everglades Park people know. And I don't have that confidence in the Corps as against those two other people. I think they know much more what they're talking about. So the great problem is we had Alice Wainwright with the Audubon Society called a meeting several weeks ago down at Audubon House, at which Jean Bellamy, who's on the Water Management District, spoke. And they asked us all to write to the senatorial committee that controlled the Corps. So everybody's been writing letters to that committee saying, tell the Corps they've got to agree with those other points. But so far, nothing has happened because of it. Maybe they need everybody to write more letters to that Senate committee to get the Corps to do it. I don't see, the trouble is the Corps is pretty well run by the War Department or whatever it's called now, the Department of Defense, something, and they don't have to listen. And it makes it very difficult indeed. They're outrageous, I think. I've been happy to tell them that to their faces several times.